It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me this morning in studio, I have Mr. Stephen Pei. He is the director of the theater department at Carbon High School. We're going to talk about Arsenic and Old Lace. It's an upcoming production. And Mr. Pei, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me in.
This is one of those shows that I know of, but I don't know a lot about. So let's tell the folks what Arsenic and Old Lace is about.
Arsenic and Old Lace is the story of two elderly aunts who have this gorgeous home in New York City, and they rent out rooms to people who come, but they've been renting them to older gentlemen who are just alone in the world. And when they find out that they have no family or no one, they decide to feed them elderberry wine, which is laced with arsenic. And because they're lonely, they're figuring they're helping them out, and then they kill them.
Oh, so it's lighthearted.
It is. Actually, it is very comical because they think they're doing these gentlemen a service by putting them out of their lonely misery.
Okay, so this has got to be, how many kids are in the cast on this one?
There's 11 kids in the cast.
And you probably started almost working on this one right when you got done with Newsies. Did you even give them a break?
Well, yes, we did. We auditioned just before Christmas and then started earnestly into production as soon as we got back from the Christmas break.
Is it, now in years past, I know that they've tried to do like an advanced drama production. Is that what this is, or is this
yes,
a little bit of everybody?
This comes directly from my advanced drama class. These are the kids that have been with me, most of them for almost the whole time they've been in school. And they part of what they get to do is to audition for. They still have to audition, but it does come strictly from that class.
So who have we got in this show that we might recognize from past shows?
From our Newsies cast, the girl that played Catherine, who was the lead girl, is one of the aunts. And there are a few people that come through. The young man that played Pulitzer in Newsies is also in it. Our lead that played Jack Kelly in Newsies has a couple of minor roles, so he's kind of switched a little bit there. And then there's some new kids that have been in ensemble pieces, but they have not had a leading role, that have taken over some of these leading roles as part of what they do in class.
And this actually is a show. It's been around for quite a while, hasn't it?
It originally was a stage play written back in the 1930s, and then it gained its popularity in the 1940s when Cary Grant did the movie, and a very, very popular movie. And Cary Grant, who's one of my all-time favorite old-time actors, did an incredible job of playing the character of Mortimer. And it was just fun to watch. I've watched that movie since I was a kid. And this is my first time directing it live on stage. But it's been real fun to see these characters come to life.
And it's probably been pretty gratifying for you to see the growth of some of these actors and these kids that are in this show.
Oh, absolutely. That's the fun of doing these plays in the spring, is to watch a lot of my juniors and seniors that have been there since freshmen, and how much they've grown and learned. Some of it from what we learn in school, but some of it just from working hard to get themselves where they are now. And it's really fun to see them jump up and take these roles.
I think probably some of the funnest growth is to watch from freshmen, when they kind of just come in and they're kind of that little wallflower. And now they're the kid in class that you always need to tell, just calm down. You know, those are the fun ones. I think. Do you have some of those?
Oh, absolutely. That, you know, absolutely. There's a couple of roles that the kids are playing that are actually very different from roles they've done before. There's a sinister brother that comes in. That's your dark side of things. And the character, Sean, that's playing that, has never played a role like that before. He's always been the jokester and the funny guy. And he's having to learn how to be a little bit sinister, a little bit dark. And that's fun to watch him. And our lead, the Cary Grant role, is played by Riker Childs. And he's just excitable and finds out about all these bodies that are in the basement of the house and has to figure it all out. And he's just a bouncing from one side of the stage to the other side. And it's just fun to watch him learn. And those kids started out as ensemble in the background on some of the shows.
And playing the villain is always more fun.
Yep.
I have found that it gives you kind of a little bit of a wider range of emotions when you're playing the villain.
Yep.
It's so much more fun. Now, when is this show going on and tickets?
We open on March 4th, and which is a Wednesday, and it runs March 4th through the 7th, so the Wednesday through Saturday, and then again on Monday the 9th is closing night. Tickets are, again, going to be available at showtix4u.com, just like we did with Newsies, so you can buy them in advance. Ticket sales are already open. We've sold tickets already. And you don't have to wait in line to buy your ticket, print it out, come and walk right in the door. And it's all reserved seating again, so you can pick the seats. It's a very, very good program. Prices are the same, $7 for adults, $6 for students, and then $5 for children.
And it worked really well with Newsies.
Absolutely. We had very few lines. You could still buy them at the door, but the people that came in that had purchased tickets in advance absolutely loved just coming in, walking in the door, and walking in and sitting right down and not having to worry about anything.
All right. One last time, Mr. Pay. It's Arsenic and Old Lace. Give them the dates and the tickets.
March 4th through the 7th, and then again on the 9th. It's a Wednesday through Saturday, and then again on Monday, 7 p.m. is curtain time. Prices of tickets are $7 for adults, $6 for students, and $5 for children, and available at showtix4u.com.
All right, Mr. Stephen Pay with the Carbon High School Theater Department. Thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.